This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled A Defense of the Trinity, the Foundation Without Which There Is No Christianity. This paper presents a comprehensive defense of the doctrine of the Trinity, drawing from biblical, historical, philosophical, and theological sources. I argue that without the Trinity, Christianity loses its very foundation. It is only through the triune nature of God that the incarnation, the hypostatic union, and the work of salvation make sense. I begin with the scriptural roots of the Trinity, tracing foreshadowings in the Old Testament from plural pronouns in Genesis to the angel of the Lord, the personified wisdom of Proverbs, and the Spirit's creative and prophetic role. These threads converge in the New Testament, where the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are presented as distinct persons who share one divine essence. From John 1 to the baptismal formula in Matthew 28, the triune nature of God is revealed clearly. Paper then turns to the hypostatic union, the full divinity and full humanity of Christ, and explains how it safeguards both the logic of the Trinity and the effectiveness of salvation. I also outline my integrated hypostatic union model, or IHUM, which uses the two-ship analogy to explain how Jesus' two natures operate in perfect harmony under one unified consciousness. From there, I explore the historical development of Trinitarian doctrine through the early church fathers and ecumenical councils, especially Nicaea, Chalcedon, and Constantinople III, clarifying how the church refuted Arianism, Modalism, Nestorianism, and Monothelitism to preserve orthodoxy. Paper also addresses philosophical challenges using concepts like B-theory of time, perichoresis, and divine simplicity, demonstrating how the Trinity is logically coherent, not contradictory. I respond to popular objections, including pagan myth claims, and show how early Jewish thought, including the two powers in heaven, the logos of Philo, and passages like Isaiah 48 and Daniel 7, already contain seeds of divine plurality. Finally, I close with a section on theosis, how believers are invited to participate in the divine life, not by becoming God in essence, but by sharing in his energies. This reality is only possible because the triune God is relational and self-giving. If you've ever wondered whether the Trinity is essential or whether it's coherent, this paper demonstrates that it is both biblically rooted, historically defended, philosophically consistent, and spiritually vital. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.